I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 6 o'clock, and it's Tuesday, the 26th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 54 degrees.
Good speeds on the freeways, but a couple of crashes. I'm Heather Kelly.
Our top story this hour, we're learning more about the man accused of murdering a woman he had just met on Tinder.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the latest, Mary.
Amanda, police say Ethan Hunsaker murdered 25-year-old Ashlyn Black and then called police and wanted them to kill him. He's in jail. And now we're hearing from a woman named Autumn Daly who says she knew him from work for a few years ago.
I did get a weird vibe, and I think that's kind of what stopped me from ever hanging out with him.
Daly is offering condolences to Ashlyn's family, and they issued a statement last night saying their hearts are broken because of the despicable acts of this other person. They say Ashlyn had a gift for working with those who have special needs. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Domestic violence groups are concerned after some people blame the victim in this case for going on a Tinder date. Liz Solis with the Utah Domestic Violence Coalition tells KSL TV's Ashlyn did not deserve to die.
If we're going to focus on the victim, we need to focus on how horrific of a tragedy this is, what violence that person experienced, and the grief that their loved ones are experiencing.
Check back this morning during Dave and Dujanovic on KSL News Radio for the latest on the investigation.
The investigation continues in South Jordan, where three men who were supposed to be helping friends move out of a house got into fights instead, and all three were stabbed. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmas has more.
South Jordan police say three men got into these fights as they were helping their girlfriends move out of a house on Hillstone Drive. The Deseret News reports a 41-year-old man was stabbed and critically injured. Another, 23 years old, was also stabbed, but he's expected to survive. A 27-year-old man, Andrew Russell, was booked into jail after he was treated for a stab wound. He's facing charges of aggravated assault and possession of a weapon by a restricted person. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
The family and friends of two kids missing out of Idaho have marked the 8th birthday of J.J. Vallow with a candlelight vigil. KSL TV's Andrew Adams reports his mother remains in jail.
Lori Vallow has been behind bars since March. She's charged with felony child abandonment, among other counts. Her next court appearance is in July. Meanwhile, Rexburg police on Facebook pleading for tips. They also say they hope and pray for the safe return of the children.
JJ and his half-sister, Tylee Ryan, have now been missing for 8 months.
Social distancing disappears in some holiday locations. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, tens of thousands of visitors to the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri are advised to self-quarantine after crowds were packed together over the holiday weekend. This bar owner saw huge crowds there.
The kids don't seem to think, that it bothers them at all. And they're the harder ones to regulate.
Nearby Arkansas now seeing a new spike in infections. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization warning of a second wave if countries don't exercise caution as they begin to reopen. Emergency Health Director Dr. Michael Ryan.
Shutting your eyes and trying to drive through this blind is about as silly an equation as I've seen.
He says easing restrictions opens up for new outbreaks. A peer review of AstraZeneca's vaccine candidate found it did not prevent lab monkeys from becoming infected or transmitting coronavirus to other monkeys. It did appear to lessen the severity of COVID-19. Oxford University is now conducting mass human testing. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And two American astronauts set to launch in the SpaceX Dragon capsule for the first time tomorrow, heading to the International Space Station. Astronaut Bob Behnken's wife is excited.
We see signs in our neighbor's yard that say, go Bob, go Dragon.
President Trump plans to be in Florida to watch, but a stormy forecast may delay that launch until Saturday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Floor trading resumes today at the New York Stock Exchange, and it looks like a rally will be waiting for traders at the opening bell. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Clumps of traders crowded around computer screens are no more. There are now plexiglass barriers on the stock exchange floor. There are fewer traders allowed on the floor, and the ones that are there must wear masks. They must also find a way to work that does not involve public transportation. And once there, the floor brokers must follow a new choreography that includes a temperature check and limits on where they can stand. The trading floor closed 2 months ago after several traders contracted coronavirus.
Here's what that rally looks like early in the morning on the futures. The Dow up 519. That's above the 2 percentage point mark. The S&P is up 56. That's closing in on 2 full percent. And the NASDAQ this hour up 155.
Hey, it's the weather with Grant Wayman. If temperatures are any indication, summer has arrived in the Beehive State.
We are looking at a big heat wave. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to start thinking about excessive heat and what to do when it gets into the thick of summer, because we've got that thick of summer type weather coming our way a little early this year. In fact, by Thursday and Friday, we're going to reach the mid and maybe even the upper 90s as early as Saturday.
Grant says right now it looks like we could have record high temperatures on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And while it will be hot here along the Wasatch Front, in St. George, they're expecting triple-digit temperatures 5 of the next 7 days.
Coming up on KSL, a pandemic-appropriate graduation ceremony is taking place today in Magna.
And Triple Team traffic.
Well, the earlier crash we had on SR-193 appears to have cleared. No delays right now on I-15, US-89, or the East and West Side Belt routes. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:06.
Live. Proms have been canceled. Graduation, in its conventional sense, has been canceled.
KSL's Live Mic with Lee Lunsberry.
The sacrifices you're making are appreciated and will not be forgotten.
Now on 12:30 till 3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
If you're just joining us this morning, we're learning more about the man accused of murdering a woman he had just met on Tinder and then turning himself in over the weekend. Our Mary Richards will keep an eye on the details for you throughout the morning.
Working from home may be the new normal for many Americans, even after the pandemic.
More businesses may be reopening across the nation, but many employees may not be going back to work.
We have proven across a broad swath of industry that we can work from home in many cases, and that output really isn't damaged by that.
Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Mark Hamrick.
We have the technological capability to do that in many, if not most, cases, and I think many of those changes are going to stick.
Tech giants like Google and Facebook have already said that many of their employees will continue to work remotely even after the threat has passed. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Honoring the class of 2020.
A marathon live graduation ceremony happening today in Magna. Cypress High School graduation chair Shanae Henson says it involves some math.
8-hour period, and we had 2 stages. That's really 16 hours. And if we had all of the graduates sign up, we would need every 2 minutes.
Does sound like a math equation I've been helping my grandson with. Starting at 11 today at the high school's 2 campuses, graduating seniors will walk across the stage by themselves with their parents watching and filming. Each graduation has been budgeted for 2 minutes. Henson says around 300 seniors will walk by the end of the day.
You know, if you drove around neighborhoods, at first you'd think, is every other house for sale in this neighborhood? And then you realize those aren't for sale signs.
Yeah.
Those signs are graduate congratulations signs all over the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And stop for a minute, you want to honk in front of each house.
One of the ways that parents and neighbors are honoring those kids that are graduating here this week, many of them. 6:09 means it's time for us to get a look at triple team traffic. First chance to do that this morning on a Tuesday, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Heather Kelly, get us started.
Well, we're looking really good right now around the Salt Lake Valley. No delays on northbound I-15 from the Point of the Mountain into downtown Salt Lake. Things look good. Also, if you are on 5600 West heading north toward the 201 freeway, just a little bit more traffic right now. SR36 heading north trying to get onto I-80. Eric?
Utah County looks solid this morning from Santaquin through Springville all the way up to American Fork and Point of the Mountain. No trouble northbound I-15. City streets still filling in at this point. Well, we are seeing a few more cars northbound on State Street just past 800 North in Orem. Jared?
Earlier crash right there, SR93 and State Street. That's cleared. No delays in that area. You're going to be wide open on I-15 between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And brace yourself, we're starting to hit a warming trend. Let's find out more about the weather forecast with you, Grant.
Well, we got a day with lots of sunshine and a big heat wave is coming away. Not too bad today, though. 84 and mostly sunny. And tomorrow, 86 and lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
The other thing in this 7 days, we've got just a hint of any chance of any precipitation, and we're warming up already. It's 55 downtown.
This is exciting that American astronauts are headed back into space. If the weather doesn't screw it up, they're headed back into space. We'll have more on that with ABC's Gio Benitez coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to the report coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning and riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Spring is here, and now's the perfect time to get started on a healthy, green, weed-free lawn. Before you do anything else, call Stewart's, Utah's number one local lawn care company. Stewart's lawn experts know exactly what needs to be done, and they'll do it all, so you don't have to. Dandelions, weak turf, and lawn grubs are no match for Stewart's. Keep your lawn looking healthy and green this entire spring, summer, and even into fall. Make that call to Stewart's. You and your family can get out into the yard and start loving your beautiful lawn instead of working on it. With Stewart's, a green lawn is guaranteed. If you see weeds or something doesn't look right, call or text Stewart's. They'll be there before you know it. Enjoy the simple things right under your feet with the people you love. Beautiful lawn and weeds gone with stewartslawn.com. Call or visit stewartslawn.com, sign up for service this season, and get one treatment free.
Green lawn, weeds gone.
Have you ever had your kid job shadow you? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I got my boy Gavin with me today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gavin Wilson.
Easy, man. That's my line. Let me ask you a question, Gavin. Let's say you had a clogged sink or toilet. You know, water wouldn't drain down it.
Okay.
Let's say that you called a plumber out to unclog it.
Yeah.
If they couldn't unclog the drain, would you pay them?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
Because they didn't unclog it.
I couldn't have said it better myself. That's why at Any Hour Services, if we can't unclog your drain, the visit's free.
How much do you charge to unclog a drain?
$43.
So to unclog a drain, it's $43, and if you can't, it's free?
That's right. Unclog any drain with normal access, $43 or it's free.
$43 or it's free?
$43 or it's free. This is a special for any homeowners listening. So if water's supposed to drain down it, Any Hour Services can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects with the city. $43 or it's free. Call Any Hour Services for details at 801-443-7700. That's
801-443-7700. Any Hour Services. What?
That's my line.
Oh, my bad.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts? It can be scary, but I want you to know something. Hope's Vision's cataract surgeons are trusted experts with decades of experience in restoring vision loss due to the development of cataracts. And Hope's Vision has two new lens options in their toolbox, the light adjustable lens and the Panoptics trifocal lens. The new light adjustable lens gives surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. The Panoptics trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading and enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hope's Vision offers the latest technology for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hope's Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com.
Already have texters out there whining about the weather, that it's going to be so hot this weekend. I'm with you on that. Thanks for reaching out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number to call, of course, is 57500. KSL News Time now, 6:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
victims' rights advocates are upset after some people blamed a young Layton woman for her own murder. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, the Utah County Sheriff's Office says a stranded hiker on Mount Tippinogus will be rescued later today. They were able to drop some supplies to him to spend the night.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the drive, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa bonus on groceries and dining.
Well, we don't have any delays this morning. We have had a couple of crashes, so we definitely want to use caution as you're moving around the Wasatch Front. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it's 55 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. As states begin the reopening process, 11 of them are reporting higher COVID-19 cases, including Arkansas, where Governor Asa Hutchinson says they're going through a second wave.
We ask all of our citizens to be responsible, to respect the guidelines, and by and large, they're doing it in Arkansas very carefully in the restaurants and the gyms. But it's disappointing when we have a lack of discipline by a few outliers.
The Arkansas state line, about 3 hours from Lake of the Ozarks, where all those people partied over the weekend.
A new travel advisory issued within the U.S. after a lack of social distancing over the Memorial Day holiday. People packing pools and lounging together at the Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri. In St. Louis County, nearly 200 miles away, city officials are now urging anyone at the popular vacation destination over the weekend to self-quarantine for 14 days or until they test negative for COVID-19. The advisory even encourages employers to ask questions about recent travel. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Washington.
Another state where COVID numbers have been increasing is North Carolina. Charlotte was supposed to be where the Republican National Convention was held this summer. President Trump tweeting that if they don't allow full capacity crowds, they will move it elsewhere. The White House travel ban from Brazil, where cases have been spiking, takes place tonight at midnight, 2 days earlier than previously announced. New York Stock Exchange opens later this morning with traders on the floor for the first time in 2 months. The 25% returning will be wearing masks. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. NASA and SpaceX are set to launch American astronauts into space on a U.S. spacecraft and from U.S. soil for the first time in nearly a decade tomorrow afternoon.
But so far, the weather has not been cooperating. ABC's Gio Benitez has more from Cape Canaveral.
In less than 36 hours, veteran astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley will board the Crew Dragon spacecraft at Kennedy Space Center, their destination, the International Space Station. But now there's concern a storm could delay tomorrow's launch. This time-lapse video Monday shows the launch pad disappearing as rain moves in. Right now, there's a 40% chance this rocket lifts off Wednesday.
It's either going to go at 4:33 or it's not. It's the weather has to be just right at that time, or we stay, and we do it another day.
Ignition, liftoff.
The mission, a collaboration between NASA and Elon Musk's SpaceX, could set the course for the future of commercial spaceflight. But with any launch, there is risk. NASA putting the odds of catastrophic failure at 1 in 270.
We try to have a contingency plan for every scenario that we can imagine so that if the crew were in danger for some reason, we'd have an answer and we'd be able to go get them out of danger and take them to safety.
And if weather permits tomorrow, Behnken and Hurley will board Crew Dragon wearing spacesuits designed by a Hollywood designer with a rocket named after the Millennium Falcon launching them into orbit.
The ultimate goal for us as astronauts is to bring the vehicle home safely.
Now, because of the pandemic, the Kennedy Space Center will be closed to the public, so people will not be able to watch the launch from here. And if this is delayed, the next window to launch is Saturday afternoon.
It is a new age in space travel.
Yeah.
When you hear that the astronauts' outfits are designed by a Hollywood designer, mm-hmm. and that the rocket's going to be named after the Millennium Falcon.
You know, I'm just, excuse me, Tim, I'm just happy they're going back up.
Yeah.
And if that's what it takes to get them back up and exploring space again and learning things that will take us forward in the program, I'm happy to get them back up if it's safe for them to do so.
Well, and because we've had Americans up at the space station, I guess most of us just weren't thinking that we hadn't launched from U.S. soil in almost 10 years. I think it was 9 years to be exact.
Right.
But we'll keep an eye on that for you this next couple of days here and keep our fingers crossed the weather cooperates, too. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back over to you. Andy, Heather.
Hey, things are looking good, Amanda, right now. If you are on northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain to downtown Salt Lake, that's about a 20-minute commute right now. And we are seeing just a little bit of heavy traffic on the west side belt. That's heading north as you approach 4700 South Exit Ramp in Taylorsville. But other than that, not seeing any problems in the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
Looks dry on I-80 getting out to Park City. If that's where you're going, no problems there. We do have a couple of slow-moving vehicles. Looks like westbound I-80 going up to Parley Summit. U.S. 40 along the Wasatch Back, and no problems there. And I-15 Utah County rolling along without accidents or slowdowns. Jared?
Enjoying a great sunrise here in Davis and Weber counties. On I-15, you're not going to find a delay between Ogden and Salt Lake City. I-84 wide open from the mouth of the canyon all the way back into Echo. And you're not going to see any problems on Legacy or 89. Now, did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators. They can service and repair at Diamond Rental near you. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Yep, it's a hot 7-day forecast that'll sneak us back into the weekend.
Heat wave coming away today, warm enough. 84 and lots of sun. Tomorrow, 86 and mostly sunny skies. And then we bring on the heat up to 91 on Thursday. Lots of sun and super hot weather coming away Friday up to 96. Lots of sun and 97 will be the topper on Saturday. Wow, very, very hot. And lots of sunshine, 95. Sunday, still hot, and still hot on Monday, 94, mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me check our current temperature in downtown Salt Lake City. Sorry, it's 55 degrees. I've been just looking at how many different vaccines are being tested right now, Tim. Because, you know, we've been reading about stories how in the UK they're testing vaccines. In the United States, of course, they're testing vaccines. In China, they're testing. And now I'm reading that in Australia, they're testing vaccines. It's a U.S. company. A U.S. biotech company has been injecting a vaccine into people in Australia today. They begin today with the hopes of releasing a proven vaccine this year. There were 131 volunteers, and they would take a certain kind of constitution to be a person that says, pick me, to test the safety of the vaccine, and they're looking for signs of its effectiveness. There are 12, I guess, about 12 that are currently in human trials at various stages. But here's another one that every time I see one of these, I think, I wonder which one will be the first one to the finish line.
Well, the crazy thing is, we were talking about this last week. Some of these companies are actually going forward with millions of doses of it, not knowing whether it's going to be the one or not.
Yes, because it will. They want it so soon that they think we feel confident enough that it's going to work, that we're going to spend $1 billion mass producing it in the hope that it's confirmed. Can you imagine?
Now, Sean Michael Lyle says coronavirus is not the target of vaccine researchers. We're going to hear that story coming up next, so don't go away.
Fascinating.
Let me tell you about some of the fun I've been having with this Honda Odyssey. Yes, it's a minivan. And by the way, hi to Joey Burns at Ken Garf Riverdale Ogden. It's a minivan, but it has some of the toys that you would expect from a sports car. Let me tell you about things like Cabin Watch, where you can keep an eye on your rear passengers and speak to them with cabin talk, where your voice gets directly to them through headphones or rear speakers. It has a digital dashboard with a customizable interface. And of course, it seats up to 8. You need to take this beautiful Honda Odyssey for a test drive.
And I've had a chance to drive the Ridgeline truck from Honda, thanks to Lorenzo at Ken Garf Orem. This is a rugged and refined truck. Now, I never thought of myself as a truck person, and then I got into this Ridgeline truck, and it's got that cool tailgate that's the dual-action tailgate that can be lowered or swung open like a door, and a lockable in-bed trunk, which I think a lot of people will like, and it's got the truck bed audio system. You've got to check out the Ridgeline truck.
Because the more you compare, the more you know, it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
The world we live in right now is surreal, and as we all figure out how to navigate the upcoming weeks, Associated Mortgage wants you to know that they're here for you. Lending is continuing and mortgage rates are flirting with historic lows. So now is an amazing time to refinance. Associated Mortgage has refinancing programs to lower your payment and drop PMI. Refinance and get funds for your home improvement project or consolidate debt. If you're ready to refinance and you've been quoted a higher rate than 2.75%, then get a second opinion from Associated Mortgage. Associated Mortgage has the lowest interest rates in the state with a 30-year fixed rate mortgage today at 2.75%. Lower your payment without any out-of-pocket closing costs and save thousands. Call Associated Mortgage now at 801-943-1999. 801-943-1999. 3% APR based on a 30-year conventional fixed rate loan, $280,000 OAC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 51389.
Coronavirus is not the target of vaccine researchers. Let's get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, researchers around the world, as you were just discussing, closing in on a vaccine against the novel coronavirus, SARS-CoV-2. But not really. They're not trying to stop the virus, but rather something called the spike protein the bug uses to enter human cells. Colorado State University, among the labs working on a vaccine against the spike protein.
If we can inhibit that function, really it represents an Achilles heel for the virus.
You've seen drug ads for ACE2 inhibitors? Well, ACE2 is the protein on the surface of cells for things like the heart, lungs, and kidneys that interacts with the coronavirus spike protein to let it in. That's why the bug attacks those organs. Stop the spike protein, and you stop the virus. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Walmart has paid the Mexican government $359 million in back taxes. The government said the money was owed after Walmart sold off a restaurant chain in that country and accused Walmart of tax evasion.
KSL Drives, here's an indicator just how hard hit the auto industry has been during this pandemic. In the UK, little tykes ride on toy cars for toddlers are out so... Sounds weird. Outselling the Ford Fiesta at the moment, which is currently the best-selling vehicle in the United Kingdom.
Richard Branson's space company called Virgin Orbit unsuccessfully tried to launch a rocket and satellite into space yesterday. The rocket was carried high into the atmosphere by a Boeing 747 off the coast of California. But after the rocket was released from the plane, it fell into the ocean instead of soaring into space. Doggone it.
It was really, I don't know if you saw the pictures of it over the weekend, but strange to see a 747 with a giant rocket attached to the bottom of it. And they said it was a clean release. The crew is okay, but the rocket, for whatever reason, didn't do what it was supposed to do.
Was it weather-related?
Don't think so. They had a beautiful weather day. All right, let's see how the markets are doing. We are still up over 2% on the futures right now. That's still closing in on 500 on the plus side for the Dow. The S&P is up 54. The NASDAQ up 147.
We'll check traffic and weather next.
Stay up to date on the coronavirus by listening to Utah's Coronavirus Call-In, weekdays at 12:20 on KSL News Radio. In partnership with the Governor's Office, Jeff Kaplan interviews medical professionals and experts and top Utah officials who answer your pressing questions. Utah's Coronavirus Call-In is presented by Utah's Medicaid Health Plans and University of Utah Health. Are you facing unemployment and loss of health insurance? Go to jobs.utah.gov and apply for health benefits today.
I'm Greg Hughes, Utah's battle-tested conservative for governor. In 2016, I supported Donald Trump for president early. Now, that upset a lot of the wine and cheese elitist types who thought that the whole Trump thing was a fad.
An original supporter of mine. You know, you always remember those original supporters. Greg Hughes. Greg, thank you.
Now, the elitists in the media, they ignored the voice of the average everyday American. But I heard it because that's me, and I'll hear your voice as governor.
Paid for by Hughes for Governor.
An historic vote for governor takes place in a little more than a month. Utah's next executive will make critical decisions about business, about schools, about people's rights. People's rights. This week, we begin coverage of Your Voice, Your Vote 2020 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
6:29 and Triple Team Traffic again brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Here's Heather Kelly.
No problems in the Salt Lake Valley right now. You even have good speeds on both 5600 West and Bangor Highway heading north toward the 201 freeway. No train yet on 56 West, moving between 201 and I-80, so no delays there. And you're looking pretty good northbound I-15 from the point of the mountain to Salt Lake. Eric?
Well, all the activity in Utah County was yesterday when folks trying to get back into the valley after the Memorial Day weekend. Right now, it's looking smooth from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, your normal 24-minute drive time. And if you're heading out to Heber City, no problems through Provo Canyon. Got dry roads on 189. Jared?
Similar situation up here, Eric. Weber and Davis County drivers looking at a clean commute between Ogden and Salt Lake City. No delays between Ogden all the way up to Brigham. I-84 wide open. Legacy and Highway 89 both looking great as you make your way north and south. And now Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out how warm we get today. Back over to you, Grant.
We're going to be bringing on the heat here by the middle of the week. Today, not too bad, mostly sunny up to 84, and tomorrow 86 and lots of sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 55 degrees.
It's an accident-free start to the drive. I'm Heather Kelly.
And we begin this half hour with a developing story in Utah County where rescuers will be back up on Mount Timpanogos later this morning to rescue a man who's been stuck overnight.
It was one of several rescues that kept them busy yesterday. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumes reports.
An 18-year-old man from Washington State spent the night stranded on a ledge at the 9,000-foot level of Mount Timpanogos. Rescue teams dropped equipment to him last night. This morning, they'll bring him down. Sergeant Spencer Cannon with Utah County Sheriff says this will be a difficult rescue. Rescue teams also called out to help three people injured at Stewart Falls near Sundance yesterday. Two of them, a 19-year-old woman and a 9-year-old boy, slipped over the edge of the falls and fell about 40 feet. The boy was flown to the hospital. And a 40-year-old hiker needed help after she tripped and broke her leg. Dan Baumes, KSL News Radio.
A man is in jail on suspicion of murdering a Layton woman he met through a dating app. Ethan Hunziker was arrested early Sunday morning after police say he told them he killed Ashlyn Black. A woman who knows Hunziker says he was overbearing and wouldn't take no for an answer. KSL TV's Ashley Moser has more.
Autumn Daly says his text messages were all the same. She often didn't respond, and when she did, she politely declined the invitations, even one asking for her to come to his house. And when she heard the news of what had happened over the weekend, she was shocked. She says she's glad she followed her gut, but is heartbroken for the family who lost their daughter to this senseless crime.
Daly says she and Hunziker were friendly but never dated. She's offering her condolences to the victim's family.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Malls in Utah are beginning to reopen, but restrictions may make the experience a little different than you remember. For example, some clothing stores are not allowing people to try things on, and at others, anything that is tried on but not purchased will go into a quarantine closet for a couple of days.
You know, everybody's got their hands on the clothes anyway, so I'm not sure how much good the quarantining does.
Also, even if the mall is open, not all of the stores inside will be, so people are encouraged to call ahead if there's a specific store they're planning to visit.
It looks like the University of Utah will have students back on campus this fall. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the update. Mary?
Tim, they'll be back together, but classes will look different. The University of Utah says they will have smaller classes so students can be more apart from each other. They will also be telling those students to wash their hands more often. They'll have more of that messaging for them. And they think on-campus areas will have more cleaning and sanitization of high-touch surfaces. The president of Utah State University also says they will have classes on campus this fall, but they will not be full, may not necessarily be a class that is all in person. The Utah System of Higher Education will announce a system-wide strategy soon, and BYU possibly later this summer. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
New York reaches a milestone on the road to recovery. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Amanda, the daily death toll in New York State is finally below 100.
96 is still painfully high.
Governor Cuomo says the toll is in double digits for a second day. Nationwide, Deaths attributed to COVID-19 will reach 100,000 sometime this week. Travel to the U.S. from Brazil is banned as of tonight as the South American country facing an escalation of COVID cases. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports Brazil's president's take on this outbreak.
Brazil's president Bolsonaro attended another massive anti-lockdown rally Sunday, at first wearing a mask, but later taking it off.
Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. California allowing churches to reopen, but only at 25% capacity or no more than 100 people. Pastor Dan Carroll in Fontana.
We've been very patient. We've been very diligent. And we needed to open up and take care of our people.
More than 1,200 pastors in that state vowed to open next Sunday with or without approval. And 9 food processing plants in Southern California's city of Vernon have coronavirus outbreaks. The Farmer John plant that makes the famed Dodger dogs reported 153 infected workers. The 9 plants make food that's distributed around the nation. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The forecast can be summed up in one little word: hot.
Heat waves coming away today. It'll be comfortable. It'll start to climb. We'll hit a 90 degree or so on Thursday. That's, you know, hot, but not too bad. But it really starts to climb by the time we get to Friday and Saturday, middle upper 90 range. Folks got to just watch themselves in the sun, in the afternoon sun. Got to play it smart. Find the shady spot, extra water on hand, especially once we get toward the end of the week and first part of the weekend.
We're looking at hotter than normal temperatures for the entire 7-day forecast. St. George, expecting temperatures in the triple-digit range for 5 of the next 7 days.
Coming up on KSL, the challenges of organizing a college football season during a pandemic.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Well, traffic is filling in along the I-15 corridor, but still not enough traffic to slow anybody down. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:35.
Get your info straight from the source.
Our guest today is Dr. Angela Dunn.
Ask Utah's top experts your own questions. The Utah Coronavirus Call-In. Weekdays 12:20 on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Loans by Rick is working hard to be part of the solutions needed right now. So if you're trying to buy a new home or refinance suddenly, your world has turned upside down. Rick from Loans by Rick is here to bring everything back to your personal comfort level. That means buying or refinancing at the most aggressive and intelligent interest rates. And with Rick, personal safety is priority. Your process happens online, by phone, and by electronic signatures. There's even the addition of mobile notary closers, so you can sign your closing documents in your living or dining room. That way, life decisions go forward in a safe and responsible way. So here's how it happens. Visit loansbyrick.com or call 801-809-SAVE. That's 801-809-SAVE. See how seamless buying a home or refinancing can be. loansbyrick.com. Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, preferring to meet face-to-face to best serve you. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, even though we may not be meeting in person. Just call or email your local agent. Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Let's talk sports for a minute here at 6:37. It's unclear how the pandemic will affect the college football season this fall. Potential plans include no fans in the stands or a shorter season. ESPN college football reporter Heather Dinick says locker rooms will present many health challenges.
Anybody who's been in a locker room knows that they are right next to each other. So I think what's going to have to happen is first they're going to have to cut down on the travel roster size, and that's not just for the locker rooms, but for the planes that they fly on as well to get there. But I've talked to some doctors who have said you're going to see hospital-level type sanitation and chemicals being used to disinfect those areas.
And even if you solve the health challenges in locker rooms and on playing fields, you'll have to convince a lot of worried parents that playing football will be safe. ESPN's Chris Lowe says parents are already worried about their athletes returning for voluntary workouts.
I've already talked to several ADs and coaches who said they have had phone calls from parents asking what their plan is, expressing concern. I think you're going to see as kids start to report back to campus, not every kid's going to come back, whether it's June 8th, whether it's June 15th. the key word here is voluntary. These workouts are voluntary, but I still think that you're going to see players come back in phases and waves, and parents in particular want to know what each school's plan is to make sure their kids are going to be safe.
So what each school's policy is, if one player gets it, does it shut down the team? Probably not.
That's a great question, though.
Does it shut down the team? How many players have to get it before it shuts down the team and therefore the season?
Well, and you're not just talking about one school either.
Right.
If you play, for instance, the University of Utah, if the Utes play in the Pac-12,
right,
and one team does not participate, what does that do to the schedule for the rest
right.
of the teams in the conference? And, you know, we always talk about health first, but when you take a look at the money, $4 billion mm-hmm. is made through college football, which funds all of the other sports on campus. So this is much bigger than just football.
Of course.
But health, of course, is going to come first and foremost. And we were encouraged this morning to hear, and Mary Richards reported it, that it does sound like the university, as of now, is going to plan on having some kids on campus. Mm. So we're going to keep an eye on it.
Cross our fingers.
Yeah.
6:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back to you, Heather.
Well, we just had an accident called out in Salt Lake City. This is on Sunnyside Avenue, right near 1400 East. That's near the East High School football stadium. Not seeing any delays from that, but emergency crews have not arrived on scene yet, so you just want to use a bit of caution if you are in that area. For those of you taking I-15, no delays northbound from the Point of the Mountain into Salt Lake. And the east and west side belt routes look good as well. Eric?
Northbounders on the 215 east belt are finding it going pretty smooth as you head up from Cottonwood Heights Holiday to Foothill Drive and I-80. Foothill itself looking good up to the university. If you're on I-80 out into the mountains, it's also in good shape for eastbounders. Westbounders seeing a couple of slow-moving vehicles going up to Parley Summit. Down in Utah County, I-15, no trouble so far this morning. Jared?
Eric, we're going to see good speeds on I-15 between Ogden and Salt Lake City. No delays on 89 or Legacy. Highway 84 in great shape. Mount Green all the way joining up with I-15 and everything northbound in great shape. At University of Utah Health, they take care of Utah like Utah takes care of each other. There's only one you. Be treated that way. Learn more at uofuhealth.org. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Today, the only day that we're going to be right at or near seasonal normals.
Heat wave coming away by Thursday, but today, just going to be nice and warm. Warmer than it was yesterday, up to 84, and lots of sun and sunny 86 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Here comes that sunshine, and things will warm up from here. It's 55 downtown.
So Lagoon opened up over the weekend, and now Six Flags is getting ready to open its doors. Imagine the level of cleaning that has to take place at those amusement parks. More on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks again for starting your morning and riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Well, in times like these, and we were talking earlier that I was reading a headline about what most people, 30% by estimates, are doing with their stimulus checks. They're spending them on their essentials, their mm-hmm. rent and their utilities and things like that. We all need some financial tools to help fix this problem. And right now, Utah Community Credit Union has several options that are just ready to go.
If you're a homeowner, you should consider opening up a line of credit using the equity in your home. It's a UCCU home equity line of credit, or they sometimes call it a HELOC. It's easy to set up. It comes with no closing costs, and it can be used for whatever you need, for debt consolidation, for a home improvement project. Maybe you need to take care of some things right now. You simply have it there in case of emergency, which might be right now, or for whatever you need.
Yeah, I think that rainy day has arrived.
Yeah.
A low-rate UCCU credit card is also a second option that's going to provide you with a line of credit to draw upon in the case of an emergency. And it's simple, and we talk about this a lot, but giving you that peace of mind that money just can't buy.
And if you already have a loan with UCCU, like I have a car loan there, you know, sometimes you can skip a payment. You take some pressure off your budget. UCCU will let you skip a payment absolutely free. It's as simple as that, and most loans qualify.
Just call, text, or visit them online at UCCU.com. UCCU wants you to know they're here, they're ready to help, and everyone, you don't have to be a member, everyone can apply for any UCCU loan program.
Utah Community Credit Union. You're going to love where you bank.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
My son Drex was 18 when he died in a car crash. A seatbelt could have saved his life. 44 inches of woven fabric, a quarter inch of steel, less than 3 seconds to take one end of the buckle and click it into the other. I can't save Drex's life, but I might be able to save yours.
A message from Zero Fatalities.
Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED? Well, I have great news. We can now fix the problem without any medication, injections, or surgery. Our advanced form of wave therapy is clinically proven to regrow blood vessels and restore spontaneity in the bedroom. We can do so quickly, affordably, and with zero side effects.
Hi, my name is Rich, and I'm an actual patient. I recently overcame my skepticism and started treatments last week. I was astonished to see instant results. These treatments work, and the increase in blood flow was immediate. My only regret is not starting sooner.
If you're struggling with ED and want a long-lasting fix, call in the next 2 minutes, and we'll give you the medical assessment and ultrasound totally free. We'll also give you a special gift that produces instant results to improve your intimacy. That's a $400 value, totally free. Put a stop to your ED. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Call Wasatch Medical right now to claim that offer. 801-901-8000.
The murder of a Utah woman who went on a Tinder date had me asking, is online dating normalizing risk for women? In other words, are we willing to take too many chances in search of love? Let's go in-depth today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Thank you to those of you that have already joined the conversation this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. That number, of course, 57500. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, an 18-year-old Washington State man will be rescued from Mount Tippinogos today. Utah County rescuers say they've been able to get some equipment to him to spend the night after he got trapped on a cliff.
Second, police say the suspect in a weekend murder met his victim on the dating app Tinder. 24-year-old Ethan Hunsaker was arrested early Sunday morning on suspicion he murdered Ashlyn Black.
Third, keeping an eye on the drive, what there is of it this morning, sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining.
We're starting to see a bit of slowdown on both 5600 West and Bangor Highway heading north toward the 201 freeway. Also a little bit of slowdowns on State Street in Murray, but everybody else moving along at speed. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine up to 84 today. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
55 downtown.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Lagoon is open here in Utah, but the number of people allowed in the park is strictly limited so people can stay apart in the lines.
And now Six Flags says it's getting ready to open its doors. Trevor Leonard is the general manager of Six Flags in Oklahoma City, and he spoke with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
So here in Oklahoma City, Frontier City will open on Friday, June 5th. So Friday after next. Things are going to look a little different in the park when you get here. Guests will have to go through a reservation system online at sixflags.com/reservations. Every guest will have to have a reservation. That way we can kind of control the volume of the folks in the park at first. And then as they enter into the park, it's going to, you know, it'll be the same old park, but it'll definitely have a different feel to it. They'll be going through a temperature screening system at the front gate. We're using some pretty cool technology to be able to screen the whole entire crowd as they enter. And then as they enter the park, we're going to expect that everybody has an opportunity to make sure they're wearing their masks. Even our team members will wear their masks. Safety of our guests and our team members are paramount during this time. And then what they'll notice in the park is that we'll be doing a lot of social distancing. As you come up on the rides, you'll see that all the rides will be, the queue lines will actually be marked out. So there's a gap of 6 foot in between family sets. As you ride the roller coasters, you'll find that every other row and people will be socially distanced on the ride, so you will only be riding with family. There won't be any strangers sitting next to you at first. You'll see a lot of our team members out in the park with their action packs, and they'll have their own masks, they'll have their gloves, and they'll have safety goggles, and they'll be cleaning. They'll just be cleaning all day long. It's a never-ending process.
Well, speaking
so all the major touch points. Yep.
I was going to say, speaking of cleaning, how often will they clean the rides and the handrails and all those things that are touched when you're at a theme park?
Yep, continuously throughout the day. So it's a never-ending process. We've established a clean team. So they'll be cleaning the rides continuously, the handrails and queue lines. They'll be in our bathrooms cleaning. You'll see folks on our food service patios. Every time a guest leaves a table in a food service patio, one of our team members will be cleaning and disinfecting those tables. You'll see all the touch points throughout the park. They'll be cleaning. We're adding tons of sanitizing locations, exterior hand washing locations throughout the park, so guests can wash their hands frequently. It'll be a never-ending process of cleaning.
Hmm. Well, what a huge project.
Yeah, and it sounds like he's going to make guests wear masks. Isn't that what you took from that?
I think they are, and
I hope people don't give him a hard time about that.
And maybe that's only if you're in 6 feet of proximity from somebody, and if they're limiting the amount of people and spacing you out in a line, maybe you'll be able to go without the mask for most of your day. But I did notice that Universal Orlando has set their opening date for June 5th with some of the same restrictions, certainly limiting the number of people that are in the park. Disney hasn't made any announcements as of yet, but are expected to figure that out in the next little while.
The in-depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get a look at how the roads are doing this morning, shall we? Triple Team Traffic, sponsored by Mount America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. Here's Heather Kelly.
We have a bit of traffic. SR36 coming up out of Stansbury Park toward I-80. Not quite enough to slow you down, but you might have a little bit of backup at some of the traffic lights. And you're also sitting at the lights on 5600 West and Bangor Highway heading north, trying to get onto the 201 freeway. But the 201 itself and I-15 at good speed. Eric?
I-15 continues to roll along pretty good in Utah County, northbound from Springville to Point of the Mountain. The 22-minute drive time is still intact. Nothing going to slow you up. And as for the major feeders in Utah County, Highway 6 down south to all the way up to Timpanogos Highway for folks in Highland Alpine. We don't have any problems at any of the major feeders along the way. Jared?
Folks in Roy are getting after it this morning. 5600 South is going to be kind of our hot spot. A lot of people headed towards I-15, but State Street wide open. No delays on I-15 between Ogden all the way down to Salt Lake. I-84 and Highway 89 there at the mouth of the canyon in great shape. A clean home is a healthy home, and Zero Res is cleaning carpets right now for just $25 per room. Yep, $25 per room available while space is available. Call Zero Res today for details. I'm Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast and find out when the heat is coming. Back over to you, Grant.
Heat waves coming away today. Not too bad, though. 84 and mostly sunny skies. Tomorrow reaches 86 and lots of sun. And then it zooms up. 91 will be the high on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. Gets even hotter than that on Friday. 96, lots of sun. 97 degrees on Saturday. Super hot weather. And then it stays pretty hot, too. 95 on Sunday. Still more sunshine. And Monday up to 94. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now downtown, let's get a look at our current temperature. It is 55 degrees.
Real quick, I did read back through those restrictions at Six Flags. They're going to make guests wear masks unless you're in an area where you're eating, obviously. Just like if you were in a restaurant, you can't do that. But
I hope people are amenable to that without giving them too much trouble.
Yeah. Coming up, we'll see what's happening with your money news and see if the markets are still on the run this morning. We've had a rally going on the futures. That's next.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket. A tent. A sandbag. A doctor.
Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. People are spending more time at home, and apparently they want to have the best night's sleep possible. Mattress sales have seen a spike during the pandemic. The Casper Mattress Company says their first quarter sales were up 26%.
Now, isn't that interesting? Because we're not just sleeping. You know, a lot of people are doing their work at home, laying around in their beds a lot
I think
more.
The stress has a lot of people tossing and turning, and so they want the most comfortable bed they can get right now.
That may be true, too. KSL Drives, the chief executive of Aston Martin, has stepped down. The luxury automaker was struggling before the pandemic hit, and during the first quarter, the company only sold 578 vehicles.
The German government wants to make sure that Lufthansa airline doesn't go under, so it's put together a $9.81 billion bailout deal. In exchange for the cash, the government will take a 20% stake in the airline.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And as you indicated, Tim, boy, the futures markets are up a half hour before the opening bell. The Dow futures up 568. That is 2.3%. The S&P futures up 59.3. That's 2%. And the Nasdaq futures up 143. That is 1.5%.
Wow, we could be up 600 points before the opening bell here. We'll keep an eye on it. Gold, by the way, headed the other direction. Usually when we get a rally like this on the markets, gold will head the other direction. We're off by $10.50, and crude oil is quietly making a climb here, up another 3.5%, $34.37 a barrel.
Yeah. Coming up next on KSL, even though it's been relatively light, at least earlier this morning, we did have a couple of crashes. Hopefully they're cleared up by now. We'll check in with Triple Team Traffic and start it off with Heather Kelly. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
You trust KSL for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on the free KSL News Radio app, powered by AnyHour Services, Utah's HVAC, plumbing, drains, and electric experts. Get it now. Text the word APP to 57500 or search for KSL News Radio in your app store.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need, with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
As families commit to stay home to prevent the spread of COVID-19, pediatricians want to remind parents to continue critical medical care, including newborn care and well-child checkups involving childhood immunizations. Immunizations protect children and our communities from dangerous and deadly diseases. That's why it's important that we maintain these visits to keep our kids safe and healthy. Vaccination is one of the most convenient and safest preventive care measures available while protecting your child and others around you. Medical providers for children in Utah have adopted practices that minimize risk of COVID-19 exposure, like scheduling well visits in the morning and sick visits in the afternoon, or check-ins from cars. Contact your child's medical office to learn about the specific practices they are using to provide needed services. And if you have any questions, ask. Providers want to work with families to keep children well and ensure they stay on schedule with immunizations. Select Health recognizes the importance of continued health care as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Bonus on groceries and dining. And back to you, Heather.
Well, traffic continues to fill in northbound I-15 in the Draper-Sandy area, but not quite enough to show any brake lights right now. So that's the good news. We are seeing some backup on both Bangor Highway and 5600 West as you move between about 3100 South and the 201 freeway. But you still have a pretty good commute coming out of Tooele County and then getting on to the 201. Eric?
Off to a good start in Utah County. Normal travel times from Provo to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes from University Avenue, and the city streets are still filling in. One word, if you're heading eastbound out into Provo Canyon this morning, there are crews repairing retaining walls on the eastbound side, and they close the shoulder area within each work zone. UDOT is asking cyclists who use the road to use the Provo River Parkway Trail instead when possible. Jared?
Everything's looking great up here in Davis and Weber County right now. I-15 wide open between Ogden and downtown Salt Lake. And you're going to see no delays on Highway 9 or over on Legacy. Now, is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at diamondrental.com. Jared Auger in the KSL Traffic Center.
84 for a high today, and then things really warm up to the weekend. We'll be at 97 by Saturday.
This is your daily research.